A one-week Delhi lockdown from 10 p.m. today till 5 a.m. next Monday. 2.73 lakh fresh COVID cases, 1,619 deaths in new record high for India. This is the fifth straight day that over 2 lakh cases were reported. As India battles record surge, Prime Minister holds a review meeting on COVID. In Varanasi, among the worst affected districts in Uttar Pradesh, people queue up to cast their vote for the second phase of Uttar Pradesh Panchayat votes. After Rahul Gandhi, Mamata Banerjee cuts the duration of her poll rallies. Rallies only for 30 minutes, and in Kolkata, no further rallies for the Trinamool Congress. The Supreme Court today spoke about the farm law protesters and told the farmers not to obstruct the lives of other people. The Supreme Court added, if you do not accept the policy, others should not suffer. UK's opposition Labour Party joins calls for Boris Johnson to cancel India visit over the new COVID variant. Hong Kong bans flights from India for 14 days. Hong Kong worried about India's double mutation.
The Delhi government has informed the Delhi High Court that they've sought 700 metric tons of oxygen a day from the centre. 300 metric tons is allocated to Delhi starting tomorrow, but the government needs more. This is given the dire shortage of oxygen, medical oxygen, in the national capital because of the COVID situation. The Delhi government has told the court that a company called Inox has stopped supplying oxygen to Delhi and has diverted it to an other state. Meanwhile, the government has gone into emergency mode, the central government, with the Prime Minister chairing a high-level meeting, interacting with leading doctors from across India. He's had a video conference with top pharmaceutical companies. The Cabinet Secretary has had a video conference with chief secretaries of several states and union territories on the issue of medical oxygen. The Finance Minister has spoken to business leaders on the impact of COVID on industries. The Delhi Chief Minister earlier on today met the Lieutenant Governor of Delhi before announcing a six-day lockdown. Karnataka ministers have been holding discussions on a further course of action with Chief Minister Yediyurappa, who himself has been quite unwell. In West Bengal, the Chief Secretary and the Health Secretary have briefed the Governor on the COVID-19 situation, with the number of cases now spreading fast across several parts of the country, with this particular strain of COVID of particular concern. With the higher transmissibility, several states, it appears, may finally and perhaps belatedly getting their act together. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has cancelled his April 25th visit to India because of the present coronavirus situation. In view of the prevailing current coronavirus situation, Prime Minister Johnson will not be able to travel to India next week. Instead, Prime Minister Modi and Johnson will speak later this month to agree and launch their ambitious plans for the future partnership between the UK and India, is what a British statement said. They will remain in regular contact beyond this and look forward to meeting in person later this year. That's what the governments of both sides have said in a statement.
Red list is very much a matter for the independent UK Health Security Agency. They will have to take that decision. But Narendra Modi and I have basically come to the conclusion that very sadly I won't be able to go ahead with the trip. I do think it's only sensible to postpone, given what's happening in India, the shape of the pandemic. Countries around the world, including our own, have been through this. I think everybody's got a massive amount of sympathy with India and what they're going through. And I just want to stress that this is we're going to be going back. The relationship between the UK and India is of huge importance. And I'll be talking to Narendra Modi Prime Minister Modi on Monday. We'll be trying to do as much as we can virtually. Of course, it will be frustrating, but we'll try and replicate as much as we can remotely, and then look forward to doing it in person as and when circumstances allow, and hopefully before the COP summit in November, and hopefully we'll get Narendra Modi over in for the G7 in June.